Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Todd Lebo is here to tell us if college football will be played this year. Todd, go ahead with your announcement.
I'm supposed to announce the status of college football?
Yep.
Check me in now. That's what she told Jake.
Check me in an hour.
So we made room on the show for you. So
last
go ahead.
Segment of the show, we're going to
play some trumpets. Todd Lebo now will tell us whether college football will be played in the year 2020. Todd, take it away.
There will be some college football played.
Will there?
Yeah.
I don't know who all will play, but I think there will be some point. Some.
None.
We'll see.
Zero.
We'll see.
Okay, so where are we at here? So the Big Ten and the Pac-12 want to cancel the season. The SEC is trying to get people to play. And then the Big 12 is like, just someone tell me what to do.
I think the Big 12 will be like, sure. Some of them will probably go try to play with someone. I could see there being like 20 college football teams play this year or something like
that. Half the teams of the Big 12 are going to do one thing. Half the teams of the Big 12 are going to do something else.
That's what
else.
It's standard procedure.
Yeah.
You know?
What about the ACC?
Clemson will play.
Clemson.
Put us in the league. That's what they'll say.
What about
do you
Duke?
Think?
Probably not.
You think Big 12?
I could see Clemson and Florida State playing.
There's a lot of conspiracy theories out there about the SEC wanting Eli Drinkwitz to succeed, so they padded his schedule. They padded his schedule by adding LSU and Alabama.
So you figured that whole thing was random? They just want him.
They say, how can we get him off and running? And so let's replace his non-con with LSU and Alabama.
So who did they add to LSU's schedule? Missouri and Vanderbilt, right?
And they added to Alabama. I think they added LSU or Missouri and Kentucky.
Seems like they weren't just catering towards the big boys there. Totally random.
Eli Drinkwitz says, "Bring they ass." I don't know what he says.
That's what he said.
Hope he says that.
Bring it.
Sure.
He said, "This thing." I mean, listen. What is it now? 9:50. 9:50. Next hour will be something different. 2 hours later will be something different. I do, in days like this, I caution people when they're reading Twitter to just read it and take a breath. And
days
don't just,
like this.
Don't, well,
who are you looking at? who are you looking at right now while you're talking
Nate,
about this?
Okay. No. But this will change so much here and there, and there are so many quote-unquote people insiders. I talked to a Power 5 AD. Talked to someone from here. All right, fine. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. Okay, here's what I'm going to tell you about.
You call them liars?
I went to journalism school, right? The days of real journalism school are dead on days like today. Because when you report a story, you're supposed to have two sources that are independent and everything. Now people put a tweet out. I talked to one unnamed person who is at a, you know, group of five thing. Don't tweet anything until you talk to two people, okay?
No, you tweet it, you just don't publish it.
No, tweet immediately.
No, you just don't publish
it. Find out the facts later.
You only need two sources when you publish something.
Oh, tweeting's different, yeah.
Oh, it is. It's not publication.
Well, here's my education for all the people who are listening to these quote-unquote journalists on Twitter today. Don't take anything as fact yet. Just don't. And this is a hard thing to do because the world has been ruined in many ways by the way information gets spread these days.
That's just your opinion.
Perhaps it is, and perhaps I sound like an old man right now. But I'm telling you, if you go back, I love things like the old freezing cold takes Twitter thing with all that. Mm-hmm. You will have a freezing cold take that's 2 hours old today. That's what will happen.
I don't have a take on any of it. I just want to watch it unfold.
Oh, definitely. I love watching these things unfold, but I'm just cautioning people. When you're reading these things, there are no facts out there yet.
Just follow me.
Thanks, Dad.
I'll have all the facts.
Thanks for ruining all the fun, Dad. the thing about that, too, though, Todd, is that even if you have two sources, and even if college football, if it actually had an organization, and that's part of the problem, is they don't have an organization.
The places that have organizations don't do well in these circumstances.
Well, I was just going to say that they could make an ironclad, quote-unquote, decision today and then change it tomorrow.
It's what's happened.
I mean, that's happening a lot right now.
Yeah.
Nothing is set in stone. So when people say they guarantee this and guarantee that, how can you guarantee anything right now?
You can't. You can't. You
what
just,
about what should you, should they stick their head up a bull's ass maybe to
yeah,
guarantee
slap
something or
a
no?
Guarantee on a box there, you know, tell you what a T-bone. It's got to be your bull though.
I think this is it's interesting to watch the whole thing go down because there's a lot of things at play. There is another side of this where, you know, these guys the decision makers, the ADs, the presidents, the chancellors, all that, they want to have college football because they know it's important to their campus. They know it's important to the bottom line of all the athletic departments. And this isn't the most important thing in the world to anyone because whatever. If there's no college football this year, there ain't no money coming in, and there's a whole lot of sports that will be affected. The sports that may not be on TV, and it's not. I'm not talking about just the athletes, the student athletes or whatever. I'm talking about the people who write the game notes for men's tennis at some school. I mean, they could get furloughed and gone. There's a lot of things that are at play with college football, not just the fact that we like to watch it and go to the games and all that stuff. It's a big economic engine. And the other side of it is there are many who feel that the big economic engine is exploiting the players. So if opportunism jumps in play for the players here to organize, which is part of that thing that you saw in the deal that Trevor Lawrence and some other guys have tweeted, maybe it's like, hold on, let's pump the brakes. Let's not go here because if they do this, and then the whole rest of it can get messed up the other way. So there are many people with different agendas in the middle of this thing right now. Here's what I do know. I believe this, and this is my opinion. This isn't that I've done a bunch of research and data and all this stuff. I think that almost everyone in each and every college sport, they just want to play. I believe that. They want to play because that's what they do. High school kids want to play. Yeah. Your 8-year-old kid wants to go play baseball this mm-hmm. year and soccer this fall. That's what we like to do. We want to play. Now, the pandemic has gotten in the way of a lot of it, and the business will get in the way of a lot of it on the college football level.
Well, our kids want to do a lot of things in life, and sometimes we
I was
have
gonna say,
to make...
As a college athlete, me at 18, 19, 20, wasn't making the best decisions.
Yeah, there are times
on
when
or
adults...
Off the field.
Just in
yeah.
general. Yeah. Just in general.
There are times when adults in the room, that's kind of the job is to step up and say, well, you want to do this, but there are bigger considerations at stake. I thought it was funny, the whole we want to play thing, they suckered everybody in with the we want to play, and then they unveiled the...
bullet point number 5.
Yeah, so... I thought this was a funny tweet. He said, they got everybody to download the free version of We Want to Play, but now it's time for some in-app purchases.
Yeah, they're going to get there.
They plagiarized that. They stole that from Bill Brandmeier because Bill Brandmeier says ready to play.
Well, that's See? Different.
So
yeah,
that he was the first one to yep. take that step. So
I don't know what's going to happen here.
Thank you.
I do feel that there will probably be some sort of college football at some level somewhere. It's certainly
how much
not
research
everything.
Have you done on this, Todd?
Well, here's my research that a lot of the kids want to play, and a bunch of the schools really want to play and don't care as much.
How would you feel about spring football?
I'd take it, you know. But it sounds like the word cancel is getting thrown out here on the Big Ten.
Yeah, but they say that word gets misused all the time. People say that in baseball.
Yeah,
they used to say, the game's canceled. We're going to make
postponed.
It up later. Then it's not canceled. It's postponed.
Could be. And listen, here's the deal with that. A lot of and there will be, if they move the season to the spring, there will be some people who are affected by it. A lot of the seniors who think they're going to go pro maybe won't play because, we've already seen some people opt out because they want to go play. Whatever. I mean, if that's how it goes, that's how it goes. If you play in the spring and a couple of the very best players don't want to play because they're rising seniors and they're going to be out, fine, whatever. There'll be someone else to play. As long as you can find 22 people to go out there and put the uniform of your school on, you'll watch the stuff, okay? It may not be the greatest thing in the world, but, you know, I'm fine with whatever they can work out, I think. I'm fine. I'm honestly fine if some of these teams decide they want to play, they should play, you know? Because I do believe this also. I believe that while the protocols and testing aren't as good as they are in the professional sports because they don't have the money to do it, they are still better than they would be at most high school places or any, you know, amateur deal somewhere else. I mean, they're just better. They have some things in play where they're doing these things and getting out there practicing. Do I think someone's going to pass COVID to someone on campus? Probably, you know. But we're passing it around all over the place as it stands, even if you're taking protocols and things like that. I don't know if we can stop the entire world and wait for this thing to go away.
All right, I just got a text message. I cannot confirm this, but this is someone in the know is texting me to try to get this thing done. The SEC has put together a special schedule for Missouri now. They will play Alabama, LSU, and Georgia three times each, and then finish off with the Chiefs at Arrowhead.
There you go.
So I don't keep their Arrowhead date intact.
Yeah, that Arkansas game's not going to happen.
But it was all,
how could they play the Chiefs? I don't get that. They're not in the same.
It was all a random
really
draw, Stephen. It was all very random.
It's going to be great for them. Play the Chiefs.
I don't believe this report, so I'm going to have to.
I just love how on brand all the conferences are, though.
Yeah.
You know, Pac-12, Big Ten, we're woke. SEC, let's get everybody to play. Come on, we'll play anywhere.
Anywhere, 12, anytime.
Todd.
And the Big 12's like, what?
Todd,
what do we do?
Listen to me.
Yes.
No one's listening to us, but me and you. Says me and you talking.
Okay. Well, we know Nate's not listening.
Huh?
Who cried? That's right. Who
Beat
cried
it. That's
more?
That's what I say.
When the baby girl left again for college, you or Denise?
Oh, Denise.
You liar.
I don't cry.
Oh, you're full of it.
It's okay
I know
to admit
cry.
You cry.
I didn't cry. She drove away, and Denise was crying a little bit. I'm like,
it's not okay to cry when your daughter goes to college.
It's the 12th time she's driven to Kirksville or something.
I was going to say, she's a senior.
Yeah.
Right?
And she's been home. I mean, home too much
right,
this last 5 months.
She's a
Did
senior.
You chase the car down the road?
She cried tears of
I
joy.
I packed it. And I packed it, and I pimp sauced the tires.
Yeah.
I shined them up for her before
Dad.
She left, make it look clean.
I meant, did you chase it in your car to try to get her to leave quicker is what I'm asking.
Yeah. I'm normally, when she leaves, I'm like, I'll go gas the car up. I'll come back, be ready to go.
Yeah.
I helped carry the records down the stairs to take with her. And all
I
the
cry
clothes.
Whenever Phil decides to get out of bed in the morning. It's emotional for everyone.
It's
we
big.
See him, and we clap. And he,
yeah.
And he says, what's for breakfast?
Now, the weird part is senior year, and then with all the protocols and everything going on, we probably won't see her till Thanksgiving. Generally, you know, you go up there for a family day thing, or she'll come home for a little, they have these weekends, so we probably won't see her, unless we sneak up to Kirksville for a getaway.
You ain't sneaking nowhere, buddy. I know where you are all the time because of Facebook. Denise lets me know everything.
Yeah, I don't post that much, do I? It's mostly her.
She posts everything, and I know more about you than you do, so thank you. I love it.
The only
thank
person
you,
in my family
thank
posts
you,
more
Todd.
Than that is my brother.
And I, you know what? And I got a lot of good information about you from him too. I'm in your head, Todd. You like it?
Love it.
And so, Todd, once again, football? Yes or no? Make your prediction. Go.
There will be someone will play football this year. College. Football. Yeah, someone will play college football this year.
Thank you. Bye, bye, everyone. Happy 810 Day on Sports Radio 810 WHB.